This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. So agreeing to talk may not sound like a big deal unless you're talking about the Middle East. That's what happened yesterday when Israeli and Palestinian leaders agreed to restart negotiations in hopes of getting a peace treaty in place by the end of 2008. That was the result of the one-day peace conference in Annapolis, Maryland. Speaking through a translator, Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas said the time had come.
Time has come for the cycle of blood, violence and occupation to come to an end. Time has come that both of us should look at the future with confidence and hope.
President Bush said he hopes both sides can find a resolution that will create Palestinian statehood. During the conference, Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert expressed his agreement. Here he is also speaking through a translator.
I believe that we shall be able to arrive at an agreement that will fulfill the vision expressed by President Bush. Two states for two peoples.
But the deal didn't go over well in the Palestinian territories. In the West Bank, protesters took to the streets, and one man was killed when police tried to break the protests up. More than 100,000 people protested in Gaza, which is controlled by Hamas. The White House, however, declared the meeting a success and said the two sides have agreed to return to the region and will meet again on December 12th. Riots in France continued last night for the third night in a row. More than 120 police have been injured in the violence. The riots started Sunday after two teenagers were killed when their motorbike collided with a police car. Residents in the area claim the police left the scene without helping the teens. The riots have been isolated in the northern suburbs outside Paris, but yesterday spread to the southern city of Toulouse, where 20 cars were set on fire and two library buildings. French President Nicolas Sarkozy plans to hold emergency talks with his cabinet ministers about how to deal with the violence. Finally today, quarters. Unlike the penny, nickel or dime, these are the coins that matter. Why? Because we still need them for parking meters, laundromats and vending machines. After a special edition of U.S. state quarters were issued, they also became collector's items. Yesterday, the U.S. Mint announced the final five designs in that series. The new coins will be minted and issued in 10-week intervals throughout 2008. The final state designs will honor Oklahoma, New Mexico, Arizona, Alaska, and Hawaii. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Allison, back to you. I'll buy your lonesome.
Rachel, thank you very much.
You're welcome.